head coach Jim Scanlon joining us down at the tunnel. You heard us talking about the penalty calls there in that third period. 5 minutes for slashing. Can you explain why they called 5 minutes on that?
I don't care. It's over.
It's over.
Great job by our penalty kill.
Huge, huge kill by your penalty kill there. Great play, though, by your team. Haley Mack, again, coming up with two big goals there in that second period. But that second one set up perfectly by Mack Lange and Claire DeGeorge. Again, Haley just seems to be in the right place at the right time. That first goal, the power play goal, she had just gotten on the ice. I was blown away by how she was, again, in the right place at the right time.
Well, when you're hot, things go for you. That's exactly right. She went to the net, stick on the ice, and the puck pops there, and there she is. So I told her going into the third period, she's red hot. Keep giving her the puck. So great hockey game. Just huge to get 6 points against this team. And just really, again, proud of the grittiness, the willingness to sacrifice and put your body on the line. The shot blocking was incredible. Mack Lange was just tremendous. Tina Campa, Feather, Heather Olson, they were all of them. You know, Kara, they were just battling. They were just battling, and just it was fun to see.
Coach, Lauren Bench came up with 28 saves today and many over the entire weekend. Talk about her performance this series.
Outstanding. Just absolutely outstanding. And, again, really, really proud of her. She bounced back after a tough opener back a couple weeks ago. She's been working extremely hard, coming on the ice early with Jesse Wilkins, our goalie coach, and just really proud of her. She was outstanding. She kept the game yesterday within shouting distance, and then today when we got the lead, she slammed the door and was huge.
You mentioned your defense. Obviously, they played outstanding. You also got a lot of block shots from your forwards. Kiki Radke had 4 block shots. Lindsay Featherstone had 3. Unbelievable. Your team just helping out their goaltender. They could tell that Lauren Bench was in the zone, but just to see them put up 32 block shots here today, talk about their performance.
Well, that's got to be our identity. Mm-hmm. We talk about that all the time. We talk about being a team that's hard to play against, and you know, we felt we kind of got away from it last year, and you know, we issued a challenge in terms of lowering our goals against as a group, as a team. And this weekend was evident of that. Everybody was doing whatever they could to help Lauren. And like I said, they're putting their bodies in front of shots, just battling and winning battles. And that's what it takes against a really, really good team like Duluth.
How will this momentum from this sweep give you, what will that do for your series against Wisconsin next weekend?
Well, not a whole lot in terms of playing that team, but you know what? It's huge. It's 6 points. No question. You always feel better about yourself after a win. You know what? They're going to enjoy this. You got Monday off. We'll come to work on Tuesday. We know we're playing an outstanding team that probably hasn't lost at home in I don't know how many years. But you know what? It's going to be a great challenge, a great opportunity, and we'll see what we can do.
Well, this should make the friends and family social that much more fun. Coach, congratulations on 6 points this weekend.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.